Hi there, welcome to Shiloh Tabernacle London. We're located in Southeast London in Woolwich Dockyard, Block 1, Unit 9, Dockyard Industrial Estate, Woolwich Church Street, SC18 5PQ. Join us for our Bible study every Friday from 7:30 to 9 p.m. and you can't miss our Sunday services packed with prayer, vibrant worship and a powerful word. First service is 9 a.m. to 10:30, followed by our family service from 10:30 to 12:30. And now, for the best part, let's get into the word.
Yeah, there we are. My God. This evening, I just want us to share we're going to be praying against the spirit of compromise as we finish this this session that we're going to enter. You know, in Genesis chapter 3, that's when all things went topsy-turvy. You know, before that, everything was good. God would come into that garden and he would speak to man. He would, have that fellowship with man. But then in chapter 3, something happened. The enemy came in, and he came in with a spirit of compromise. He came in and began to speak to the woman, and and the man was there. You know, people normally blame Eve, but the truth is that the man was there as well. Adam was not in his place. He was there, but he was misplaced. Just like you see, even today, it is still happening. When you look at our churches today, if you see a typical service, you will find that Adam is missing. Adam is still missing. There's a problem of Adam. The problem of the world all began with Adam. It never began with Eve. So, ladies, whoever tells you that, it's because of the women, just shut them down and say, where were you? You were there, but you were not there. You understand? Even right now, we have a problem. We have a problem of single motherhood. Single motherhood. Most of the houses, most of the households in this land are run by single mothers. Women, women are strong. Men are very strong. The guys have run out of those houses. They have left the mothers. They have left the boys. They have left the children. And we thank God for powerful women. When you look around and look at most of these guys who have been successful, you find that most of them have been brought up by single mothers. And whenever they stick a microphone before them to appreciate whatever they have achieved, you will hear them saying, "I want to thank my mother. I want to thank my mother." And you begin to ask, "Where is the father?" You know why? It's because the father was not there. The fathers just went. We have absconded our duties. Even right now online, where we are right now, I'm the only guy here. You understand? It's a shame. It's a shame. So that's why you need to pray for guys. We need to pray for men, women. Pray for them. Pray for them. There's a problem of Adam. Adam problem. Right now, you look at the world, there are lots of wars that are going on. People are fighting each other. And you know what? Most of these wars are started by Adam. They are started by men. So we need to thank God for women, the women who are standing in the gap. Let me tell you this. If women were not standing in the gap, this world would have been destroyed already. You understand? This world would have been destroyed already. We are standing, even we as pastors, leaders, all of us are standing today because of women. Some women are praying. Women have stood. And you need to thank God for yourself because you are among those that are standing.
Yes,
you understand,
Lord,
that?
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, you need to thank God for that. Yeah, that said, the spirit of compromise came in, and we know that the serpent came in and began to deceive the woman in the garden in Genesis chapter 3, and he said to the woman, that's I think in chapter 3 of, verse 1 of chapter 3 of Genesis, he says, "Now the serpent was more crafty than the other beast of the field that the Lord God had made." Although Satan is not mentioned by name, that serpent is the devil. The devil is very, very, very cunning. Very cunning. A person who is very cunning, you have to be very circumspect when you come into his space or her space, because if you're not careful, they may get into your pockets without your knowing, without your knowledge. They may take something valuable from you without your knowledge because of their cunningness. And this is what happened in the garden. The woman and the man. The woman was no match for the enemy. Let me tell you, the enemy. We are no match for the enemy. That's why we cannot entertain any conversations with the enemy. Never. Never. Whenever you find that, whenever you realize that this is the enemy speaking, you rather excuse yourself and get away. What this woman should have done was never to engage in this communication. Never. So he said to the woman, did God actually say you shall not eat of the tree in the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees. You see how he is twisting the truth? He twisted the truth. God did not say that they cannot eat any. He did not stop them from eating anything from the garden. He gave them parameters. They were allowed to eat, but there was one that they could not touch. But that's not the question he's putting to this woman. He's twisting the word of God. And we know what happened. He twisted, and the woman ate, and the Bible says, Let us read this. But the serpent, in verse 3, but the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. Verse 4, so when the woman saw, when she did what? When she saw, be careful what you see. Be careful what attracts your eyes. She saw that the tree was good for food, number one, good for the stomach, and that it was a delight to the eyes. It was sparkling in her eyes. Not every shiny object is good for you, child of God. It may be shiny, but at times you need to run away from it. And it was delightful. It was a delight to the eyes. The eyes. Let me tell you, child of God, enemy number one to us is not even the enemy, the devil. Enemy number one are our eyes. What are you seeing? What have you been seeing lately? What have you entertained? What have you given attention to? What have you stopped in your tracks to observe or look? The more you look at it, the more it shines. Did you notice that? You are ladies here, you know what I'm talking about. You walk past that jewelry shop, H Samuel, whatever they are. But the more you look at this jewelry, the more it shines. Isn't that true? The more you look at it, the more it shines. And the more you look at it, guess what? It begins to speak and say, come. It begins to invite you, come. You are looking, you started by looking at it through the window, and you find yourself in this shop with this thing in your hands. You left home without an agenda to buy it. But you end up buying it. Why? Because you entertained it. You gave it attention. And this is what happened. This woman did not wake up, Eve did not wake up that morning planning on eating the fruit. No. She gave it attention. And the Bible says, so when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was a delight to the eyes and that the tree was to be desired to make man wise, to make one wise, wisdom, she took of its tree, of its fruit and ate. And listen, and she also gave some to her husband who was with her and he ate. Now you see, whenever somebody tries to tell you that it's Eve who brought the issue, tell them that Adam was also there. Adam was there and he had the authority to say no, but he just ate it. This man, he just also held and began to eat. Adam, if I was there, I would have slapped him. You know, what was he doing? He should have helped his wife. But there you were. That was the spirit of compromise, child of God. One of Satan's most successful devices is compromise. He deceives God's people into abandoning their privileged position of separation from sin and communion with God. That is our position. That is the privileged position that you have as a child of God that you have got to fight for. A separation from sin and a communion with God. Separation from sin and communion with God. You cannot commune with God if you are not separate from sin. You understand? We need to fight and make sure that we are not compromising with sin. We are not entertaining sin. I speak to you as I speak to myself. The devil has got a way of deceiving us out of that zone. There is a zone. Eden. Eden is a spot of God. It's a presence of a spot where of the presence of God. It's a circle where the presence of God is. And James says, when you read in James, just the Bible says that God do not say that you are tempted by God, because God does not tempt. He says man is tempted when he is drawn away from this presence, drawn away from this circle, drawn away by what? By his own desires. So check the desires. What have you been desiring lately? Whatever you have been desiring could be an enemy to you. Do you understand? Do not feed every desire. Do not feed. The Bible says, walk in the Spirit and you shall not do what? Gratify the works of the... You shall not gratify the lusts of the flesh. Do you understand? And this is what happened in Genesis chapter 3. Our forefathers walked in the flesh. Had they have walked in the Spirit, they would never have eaten this fruit. They compromise. The devil uses our lust. He uses our desires, the desire to have, the desire for food, the desire, and he uses them the other way around, so that we may abandon our position as a communion, in communion with God, because that's what the Bible says. God would come in the cool of the evening and they would communicate. He would have fellowship with Adam and Eve. But on this occasion, he comes and they are hidden. Why did they hide? Because of sin. When we sin, we hide from God. We cannot have that communion. So the devil deceives us so he can corrupt us and lead us into sin. You understand? That's what he did in the Garden of Eden. In the days of Noah, that's what he did. He enticed the godly line of Seth, the sons of God, to mix them with the ungodly line of Cain, the daughters of men. And in so doing, that they abandon their devotion to the Lord. The devil wants us to abandon our devotion to the Lord, and so that we may be devoted to our lusts. We may feed our desires. That is the wrong place for us. It's not our position as children of God. We refuse that in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. It is the same temptation that we face today as Christians. The Bible says in James chapter 4, verse 4, it says that we should not be friends with the world. Be careful what you befriend. Do not love the world. That's what he says in 1 John chapter 2, 15 to 17. Do not be lovers of the world. In Romans chapter 12, verse 2, he says, do not be conformed to the world. Rather, he says, we should be separated from the world. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, be separated from the world. Do not listen. Do not listen to his conniving. And who knows, maybe even why we are going through all this pandemic. Maybe it's because of the compromise that we have had as people. We have walked away from the fellowship of God. We don't know what's happening. We cannot explain this, but we are just looking for reasons here and there. But most importantly, I think it's time for us to check ourselves. Where have I compromised? Where have I let down my guard? God's is looking for men and women who will stick to him and be in fellowship with him, in communion with him. Men who resist the temptation to feed and gratify the desires of the flesh. You understand? God's Spirit is striving with men, striving with us. And that's why, you know, at the end of the day, he sent his son. He sent his son to preserve, to save us from all this, you know, fallen grace. That's why he says when you read in the book of Genesis, you find that Noah found the grace, you know, found the grace in the eyes of God. May we find grace in the eyes of God in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
The only way you and I can be saved from God's wrath is through grace. Through grace, and we shall not. Yes, there's grace, but we cannot abuse the grace. We cannot abuse the grace. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 to 9, it says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and it's not your doing. It's just a gift from God, not a result of our works, so that one may boast." No, grace is to understand God's truth and His saving power in compassion to our fallen state, and then we act upon that with faith. With faith. So when you read in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7, it speaks about Noah. It says, but by faith, Noah, having divinely warned, having divinely warned of things yet not seen, he moved with what? With godly fear. He moved with godly fear. Godly fear is what will prevent us from the spirit of compromise. He moved with godly fear, and he prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. Hallelujah. The Amplified puts it this way: by faith, with confidence in God and in his word, Noah, being warned by God about events not yet seen, in reverence he prepared an ark for the salvation of his family. And by this act of obedience, he condemned the world and became an heir of righteousness which comes by faith. We are heirs of righteousness. We are heirs of righteousness, not heirs of compromise, in Jesus' mighty name. You understand? So we cannot give in to the enemy. We cannot give in to the enemy. As we finish, I just want to draw your attention in these few minutes to Judges chapter 16. Judges chapter 16, verse 4. Judges chapter 16, verse 4. Hallelujah. This is about the man Samson. You can write it down. Because of time, I'm just going to read. Judges chapter 16, verse 4. And it came to pass afterward that he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. And the lords of the Philistines came unto her. The lords of the Philistines, they learned that this woman was in love with the greatest man, then a powerful man. And they came to her, and they said to her, entice this man of God, so that we may see where he gets his strength from, where his strength lies. The enemy is against your strength, my friend. It says, entice him and see wherein his great strength lieth, and by that means we may prevail against him. Did you hear that?
Yes.
There was a conspiracy. Mm-hmm. A conspiracy to entice this young man, that the enemy may know your strength. You can never show all your cards to the enemy. Never show your cards to the enemy. Because once you show your cards to the enemy, you will lose the game. Do you understand? Keep your cards to your chest. Keep your cards to your chest. Keep your cards to your chest. Keep your strength. Preserve your strength. The enemy, once we compromise, we lose our strength. And this is what happened to Samson. Human. She began to engage him. Where do you derive your strength? And he began by telling her lies until she pestered him, until he came to a point of doing what? Of telling her. He told her. And we cannot allow the enemy in. That's a spirit of compromise, child of God. We are called into communion with God, and never into compromise with sin. We cannot allow the enemy to entice us. Whatever he entices us to do, the goal is to weaken us. The goal is to weaken you. But in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, we refuse that status quo. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray that King of Kings, Lord of Glory, you will build the wall of fire around our hearts, my Father God. That King of Kings will not give in to any desire, will not give in, King of Kings, to any lust, my Father, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we are separated. We are separated. We are separated, my Father God. King of Kings, oh Father, Lord. Oh, we shall not be King of Kings like Samson, who gave away the secret of his separation from sin, because he was called to be a Nazarite. A Nazarite means you are separated. You, child of God, are a Nazarite. You are separated. You are separated from the rest of the world. You are separated from sin. Therefore, you cannot compromise. You cannot give in your secret. You cannot be in love or in friendship with the world, because the world is after the strength of you, after your strength, is after weakening you, and is after taking you out of the presence of God, because the enemy succeeded in Genesis chapter 3 by taking man out of the presence of God. And we refuse right now, because we have got foreknowledge, we have got this knowledge in hindsight. We cannot fall for the same trick, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Fight for the presence of God. Fight to maintain the presence of the Most High God. Fight to maintain that strength that God has given you, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God.
Thank you so much for listening to this sermon, and I know you've been blessed. For more information about Shiloh Tabernacle and other sermons, please visit our website, www.shiloh.org.uk. And don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, at Shiloh LDN. Once again, that's at Shiloh LDN. You've been listening to Shiloh Tabernacle London, changing lives, building dreams. Until next time, God bless.